Hashtag sport with Ash Geerg.
It's Gherke.
Jerky.
Gherke. G-I-E-R-K-E.
Smirky.
Hello, welcome to Hashtag Sport. My name is Ash Gherke. Joining me today is Dimity Stoyle, world pro surfer, fresh out of California. You only just got back, so thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's good to be in here. Good to be home for once.
Now, how long are you home before you have to jet set off again?
I'm home for 10 days, so it's a pretty short time, actually. I would have been nice to have a couple extra weeks, but I'm still really excited to go to Europe, so I'm not complaining at all.
Yeah, so whereabouts in Europe are you going to?
So I go to France, and then I have a contest in Anglette, which is just next door to Biarritz, on the southwest coast.
Okay.
And then the week after I'm flying to Spain, and I've got a big event in Pantin in Spain.
Oh, geez, that sounds so awesome. That sounds amazing. Yeah. And how long will this stint be away from home?
So it'll be 2 weeks away, I think. So just over 2 weeks.
Now, you guys have just been over in California at Kelly Slater's wave pool. You also had a pro over there at the moment. Well, you had a pro over there called Supergirl Pro. You also got to ride Kelly Slater's wave pool. Now, talk us through that, because rumour has it it's 50 grand a day.
Yeah, that's the rumour going around, and it's pretty expensive. And I can see why, because it's like a massive train that fully moves a full pool of water to create the most perfect wave on the earth. So, it was amazing. Words can't even describe what it's like. It's just the most perfect wave, and every wave's the same. And it's a real dream, because I think for surfers who have grown up surfing in the ocean, it's like something so different to anything we've ever experienced.
Yeah. So when you say that it creates the same wave over and over, do you just get really good at the one wave, or does it give you the level to be able to create some new tricks?
Well, it's actually crazy, because it's really powerful, and from looking at it, it doesn't look that powerful. And so a lot of people look at it and they're like, oh, yeah, it's pretty easy to surf, and then you go over there and surf it and it's actually really fast. And it's got a really, really fast barrel, so you can practice so many different things, and you can just go over and over again and just try new things.
Oh, that's awesome. It sounds so much fun. It's nice that he's opening it up to other surfers as well, because to get everyone sort of up on that same level, I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Dim, we're going to come back. We're going to jump into where it all started for you. We're going to talk about the world tour. We're also going to talk about your qualifying series and just surfing in general, because I think there's so many questions around the spiritual angle with surfing that I think a lot of people are interested in as well. Nice. And later on, if you don't mind, we're going to give my Nana a call.
Yeah, sounds so good.
Don't be scared.
Woo.
Here with Dimity Stoyle. Thank you so much for joining us, pro surfer. Now, I want to know, how did it all start for you, and how did you learn to ride a surfboard? What age were you?
So it started for me when I was 5 years old. My dad's been surfing his whole life, and he's just an old surf dog legend. Like, he just loves it. He's been surfing since he was a teenager.
Yeah, nice.
He's never done contests or anything, so he just purely loves it. And when I was young, he got my brother into surfing, and I would always sit on the beach with mum and just try and run out and be with them. So eventually Dad was like, you can come out, and he put me on his board and pushed me under a few waves with him, and I just didn't want to be on the beach then. I just couldn't. Yeah, I was obsessed with it.
Oh, how good is that? Because there's quite an adrenaline associated with surfing as well. And to be able to get that from a young age, that would be a feeling like, you know, no other. Because you'd be going out and playing under the sprinkler. You'd be going, oh, my God, this is so boring.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I just was obsessed with the beach and just going out in the water. And even by myself, I'd just try and – I remember dragging my brother's board out and – like just struggling so hard, but just would stay out and just try and catch as many waves as I could. And so I purely just learnt just through
Yeah, that's unreal.
Being in the water and exactly. Yeah,
practice
loving
makes
it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, now you were on the World Cup tour or the World Championship tour for 2 years. You're on the qualifying series circuit yep. at the moment. Now, what's the next goal for the next 12 months?
Yeah, so plans are to get back on the world tour next year. Sitting in about, I think I'm in about 11th spot on the qualifying series at the moment.
And what do you have to do to be able to get back on the tour?
I need to finish in the top six.
Okay.
So I've definitely got opportunity in the next two events. If I get mm-hmm. two more good results, I'll be back on there. So
yeah, nice.
That's the plan.
That would be unreal, yeah. Hey. Yeah. So how many contests are in a tour? Because I know obviously there's like Pipeline yeah. and there's one here in Australia. Is it Bells Beach?
Yep, yep. Bells Beach.
Bells Beach.
So the World Tour has 10 events and they're the big ones that you would see on the TV, like Bells Beach, Snapper Rocks, Pipeline, Tahiti.
Yeah.
Yeah, all those big events are part of the World Tour and they are limited to the top 17 girls uh-huh. in the world. So only the top 17 are allowed in to compete in those. And then the next level is the qualifying series.
Okay.
So that's everyone else who is just below the cut. And even the World Tour girls have to do both to keep their spot.
Yeah. Now, Steph Gilmore, she is doing some amazing things yeah. at the moment. You're just over in California with her at the moment. Yeah. She must be feeling pretty unreal at the moment too.
Yeah, she's on a heater. Like, she's just been on fire this year and it's really cool to see. She's got like a really good energy this year. She's so fired up and it's so good to see.
When you get to go on the tour, do you get lots of freebies? Because I think if people see surfers and they get sponsored by Quicksilver and Roxy yeah. and all these big brands, you just get a whole heap of free surfboards or
yeah, like everyone has all their equipment for free. Yeah, so I guess there's a lot of free stuff.
Yeah.
Which is good. And then surfers just get treated really well most events, like yeah. especially the World Tour events. When you're in a World Tour event, you kind of show up and you have your locker and it's filled with like sponsors of the event will just fill it up with their stuff. And so you get free whatever.
Oh, that sounds so good. My boyfriend, he can surf, but, you know, he's no professional, let me tell you. But I know when he used to go out at night, he used to go to KB's in Noosa, a nice backpackers bar up there. And he always used to go around and pretend he was a professional surfer. And he used to have, like, his little entourage and they used to take photos and
wow,
stuff just because he
amazing.
Wanted to be a professional surfer so much. So I just imagine that that's kind of how you guys
so
actually
good.
Get treated.
Oh, well, like, it's obviously, I don't try and do that because I'd be too embarrassed.
Oh, really?
But yeah, I guess when we were all hanging out together, there's a lot of people that might have seen, well, I'm not even famous, so it's all my friends that have.
Oh,
the famous
come on.
Ones, so,
seriously, yeah. Dim, seriously, you're here on the Sunshine Coast. People absolutely love what you're doing. I think you're such a great
so nice.
Role model for the younger generation as well. What advice would you give them if there's, you know, a young surfer out there and they're struggling to catch some waves or struggling to overcome the fear of the big waves? What would you say to them?
I'd just say, just spend time in the water and you got to face your fears at some point, and everyone has their own fears of whatever it is. And to get over it, the only way is just to face it like a small bit at a time. So just build yourself up to it and you'll get there eventually. But the main thing for me is just loving it. And if you know, you obviously know when you're loving something and that'll keep you doing it forever.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome. Now, Dim, what's been your career highlight so far? Because I'm guessing you've had already so many, getting to travel the world and be with some of the best surfers in the world. You've obviously learned a lot from them as well because you're probably in a position like these young kids have been as well. But what's been that one career highlight for you?
It's actually crazy to highlight one because the last 5 years there's been so many highlights. And the 2 years that I was on the world tour were definitely like the best years of my whole life. They're just every event showing up was incredible, and just that lifestyle of being on the world tour and getting paid to surf is pretty amazing. But I don't think I can go past my first heat at Snapper Rocks on the world tour. So I don't know, just that was a highlight for me, just putting on the jersey with my name on it, with my number 22.
Awesome.
Which is now lucky. I always win on the roulette tables.
I love. Do you get to choose your number? Or?
Yeah, we get to choose our number, and
that's cool.
So the first year I was on tour when the number system came in, and we got to choose our numbers, and it went down the order of of your ranking. So obviously the world champs got to pick their numbers first.
Yeah.
So now I'm 22, Laura Enova's 44, and Steph is 88. So we're
cool. Is there any sort of superstition around the numbers that you choose? Or because I know you're talking about it's your lucky number. And by the way, if you don't become a pro surfer, just go and put 50 on black on number 22. But yeah, is there some sort of superstition around the numbers? Or do you have any superstitions before you get out there and have a surf? Like, do you have to, tap your left knee 3 times and touch your nose twice before you can get out of the waves?
I have nothing like that. Like, people, there's definitely superstitious surfers, and I know Steph is one, and Mick, I think, like to do a lot of certain things. But for me, there's just none, because as soon as I tell myself that I need to be wearing this bikini or something like that, and if I don't have it on the day, you're just setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah, that's kind of true, isn't it?
Yeah, I just think it's all in my head. And when I was in California, I had Lisa Anderson. She's a 4 times world champ in America, and she's a legend over there. And she's been a friend of mine, and I was lucky enough to have her coach me. And I had 2 good heats, and I won both of those. And then I cleaned the wax off my surfboard, and Lisa saw me, and she's like, "What are you doing? Oh my God, you can't change your wax mid event." And I was like, "No, it's all good." And she's like, "I've never done that. Don't do that." But I guess she's super, super superstitious.
Yeah.
So it was pretty funny. But
each to their own, huh?
I still won my next heat, so I was fine.
See, this is what you should do, Lisa. Yeah. You should change your mind.
Just laugh it off. Laugh it off. Exactly. It's not. Yeah, don't let you think about that.
Yeah. Now, I mean, surfers do come across as very spiritual creatures. Would you say that's because of the ocean? Why would that be?
I think it must be because of the ocean. The ocean is pretty incredible. It's like a giant pool of water that goes from here to America and the whole world.
Yep.
So I guess it's we all must be spiritual in our own way, because we just want to be in the ocean all the time.
So you'd say you're quite spiritual yourself?
I would say I'm not too spiritual, but I definitely get, I love nature, and I love the feeling of being in the ocean.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, how do you sort of overcome these massive waves? And I guess, what's the biggest wave that you've ever surfed?
Oh, big waves are scary. I'm not going to lie. I get really scared by big waves. And it's just from growing up here on the Sunshine Coast, we really don't get exposed to big waves.
Yeah.
Because we don't get big swell. And if we do, Noosa is perfect place to go surf. And it's always a fun size. So it's almost, the bigger it gets, the better Noosa gets for, it has fun size waves. So first time I went to Hawaii was pretty daunting. And it took me a while to kind of get my head around it, but I do love the feeling of riding the big waves. It's just it's definitely a challenge. You have you just have to build yourself up to it. And I love surfing big waves now. It's a challenge, and it's such a good feeling.
How do you, you go out there and you're like, "Oh, geez, I didn't expect these big waves."
Yeah.
How do you prepare your mind? Do you just do it? Is there much thought that goes into it? Or is it better just to go, "All right, Dim, just jump on this wave and just go for it"? How do you, because I am not a good surfer at all. I try and I get scared on a mal. So I couldn't even imagine what it's like for you guys.
Yeah, I think I just, I spend a little bit of time kind of watching it, and then just kind of slowly make my way into it. Obviously, I'm not going to paddle straight out to the peak and put myself in, the impact zone.
Yeah.
Straight away, I might sit out there for half an hour or even an hour and just watch the good guys get the best waves. And then I'll kind of watch where they're getting the good ones from, and then I'll try and make my way to where I think I'll get the best wave from.
Yeah.
So you kind of plan it a little, but when you're paddling for that wave, or you look at one coming and you're like, okay, I'm gonna go this, you just have to go. You don't think.
Yeah, just jump
no
on.
No more thinking. You're just like, all right, I'm going this. It's done. Yeah, and then you just deal with whatever happens.
Whatever happens.
You don't want to hesitate after after that.
No, I don't want to put anything in your head, but when I think big wave surfing, I think Blue Crush. I don't know what it is.
That's the best movie ever.
Isn't it? Oh,
it's
my God.
So good.
It was like my favorite childhood movie. Yeah. I mean, apart from Legally Blonde, but anyway, that's another story for another day. But yeah, do you ever fear that, you know, you might hit your head on a reef or something like that? Obviously, it depends where you're
definitely.
At.
Yeah, definitely. Like, there's pipeline's actually a crazy wave, and if I surfed there on a big swell in the future, and Laura Enova was kind of talking about bringing back the helmet and making it like trendy, because she hit her head end of last year at Pipe and kind of rattled her a little bit. It wasn't too bad of an injury, but she's like, I'm going to get a pink helmet and start wearing it. And
make it cool again.
Yeah. Those waves are actually so powerful, and the scary part is that the best surfers in the world get hurt out there. Like Owen Wright last year or the year before got completely hurt, and a lot of guys, like, so it doesn't matter how good you are. It's just you could be lucky or unlucky whether you hit the reef or don't. So, but you don't want to hold yourself back and just worry about those things.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, Dim, what does your training schedule look like? Because you obviously spend a lot of time surfing because it's such a special practice that you have to do. Yeah. But do you do much training outside of the water as well?
Yeah, I do. So the Surfing Australia have a high performance centre, and that's down on the Gold Coast.
Yep.
Just 10 minutes south of the Gold Coast. So they have looked after me there for the last 5 or 6 years since I was a junior. So it's really good. They have the best. They've just opened up a brand new facility. Actually, I haven't seen it yet because I was in America when they opened it. But I've been training in there while it's been getting built, and it looks amazing. They have a giant skate ramp and huge gym and just whatever we need, really, like some trampolines and.
Do you have to do much underwater training as well in the pool?
Yeah, we do. We do that also. There's a guy, Nam. He's he's a legend in the surf scene. He's he trains Mick Fanning.
And,
I've been doing some pool sessions with him on and off for a few years. Like he helps out all the surfers and does like breath enhancement training.
Yep.
And that's really it's really crazy to see how your lungs can expand so quickly when you train them.
Do you ever, like when you push off from the wall, we used to get taught this when we were swimming, that you had to blow the air out really, really slowly as you're sort of underneath the water while you're trying to go for as far as you can?
I don't know.
Or do you just like block everything up so there's absolutely no air creeping out whatsoever?
Yeah, so he's trying to teach me to, when you hold your breath, obviously you don't breathe in fully because then you're all uncomfortable. But when you do hold your breath, you're meant to hold your lungs and not let little bits out, because the pressure of the air inside you helps push the blood through your body or something technical
that. Wow. That takes like Battleships and Anchors to a whole new level, doesn't it?
So, but I don't know, holding my breath's not my favourite activity.
You get all funny.
It's the worst feeling.
When your body starts almost going a little bit numb as well.
Yeah, it's just like his training is to try and get your body used to that feeling, but it's not an enjoyable feeling.
Dimity does not like it. Hey, Dim, hang around. We're going to give my Nana a call, if that's all right.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. She just wants to ask you a couple of questions.
Perfect.
She's random. All right, we'll do it next. It's the catch of the month because Caloundra City Holden stock liquidation sale. It's on right now. This means you can drive away with great deals on selected Holdens like the Astra Hatch RSV with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. This is actually really cool because you've got Siri with you while you're driving. You know, so if you want to call your mum, you just ask her to call your mum, she'll call your mum. You want to call Nana, she'll call your Nana. You know what I mean? It's so simple. It's so easy. Plus, she'll even tell you where you're going as well with the maps. So all you have to do, get in and see the team today at Caloundra City Holden, and you can drive away in one of these bad boys from only $21,990 drive away. If you want some more info, visit CaloundraCityAutos.com.au.
Hello, Lynn speaking.
Nana, it's me, it's Ash.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
That's the way. We've got Timothy Stoyle here as well.
Hello.
Hello, Timothy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Good.
Now, Nana, you told me that you had some questions that you wanted to ask Timothy because you love surfing.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, being here on the Sunshine Coast. Yeah. Nana, I've never seen you ride a wave.
I did at Bribie and I nearly got drowned.
Oh, really?
Okay. All right. But Nana's a good swimmer, actually. She loves swimming.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So she's a water baby.
Yep.
Nana, yeah, you said you wanted to ask her some questions. So I thought I'll just hand this over to you. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Okay. Well, Timothy, Nana, Timothy is all yours.
Okay, Timothy, I'm going to ask you about 5 or 6 questions.
Okay, good.
Okay, what else do you do apart from surfing? Do you have another job or?
Yeah, I've got an alter ego, and her name is Shimmy Disco, and she's a DJ.
Oh.
So yeah, I DJ in when I'm home now. So I've been loving it.
Oh, that's good. That'd be good to go and listen to.
Yeah, no, you should come. You would love it. I play lots of disco, funk, a bit of old school. So you'd love it.
Seeing you're a DJ, do you have any Elvises? Because that's one of my favourites.
Oh, Elvis.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm all shook.
What would I have that you would love? I play, so Elvis is, I love him. I love his music.
Yeah.
It'd be hard to remix Elvis, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, I play like the 70s is more the dance sort of vibe. So
yeah.
I love like the Commodores and the Gap Band and all those like 70s funk kind of guys. But Elvis is great to listen to, but I try and make it a bit more dancey.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Nana, what's...
There'll never be another Elvis.
No, never.
Nana, what's your favourite Elvis song? Do you like Blue Suede Shoes?
Jailhouse Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, how does that go?
In my time, we used to do a lot of jiving, and those sort of songs went over really well.
Yeah, they would have been so good. I wish I got to experience that.
Yeah.
Like going out and listening to that sort of like that 60s rock, is it?
Yeah. I play the 60s music every morning.
Yeah, I love it too. What about Chuck Berry?
Yeah.
I love Chuck Berry as well. He's fun to dance to.
Jeez, you guys have got so much in common.
Okay, Dimity, do you have a partner?
No, I'm single girl.
Single and ready to mingle.
Yeah, it's hard to find a boyfriend when I leave all the time.
Yeah.
Nana, would you mind setting up a Tinder account for Dimity?
No, I'm scared of Tinder. I can't do that.
No, I wouldn't do that to you.
No.
What's the naughtiest thing you've ever done?
Oh, I was worried about this question. I'm like, I don't know if I can say this.
Oh, come on, tell us. Dish the
truth.
Anything.
If you ask my mum, she'll tell you this story. She's will definitely say this is the naughtiest thing I've ever done. And when I was in high school, I was 16, and myself and 4 of my best friends, we went on a we were on a school trip to the snow, and the 5 of us decided to sneak out and go to the bar down the road. So we went to the bar, and it was like 2-for-1 drinks, and I was 16, so I kind of like let. 2 of my friends were 17, so they did the ordering. I don't know how they got away with it. We must have looked so young. But anyway, so we were drinking, and then I guess the teachers thought they would sneak off to the bar too and ran into us there at the bar. So yeah, it went downhill from there. We thought it was pretty funny at the time because I guess we were a little tipsy.
Yeah. Oh, hey, guys, good to see you.
What are you guys doing here? Let's get a drink.
Cheers, drinks on me.
You got sprung.
So, yeah, we had to get on the next flight home in the morning and yeah.
Oh, right.
We were in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I bet, yeah. Okay, do the surfers in the World League hook up with each other?
Not particularly, because the men's tour, I don't know, like the surfer boy, we all get along really well, but the boys are just like typical surfer boys, you know, they think they're rock stars and they have so many girls, like so many groupie girls that, I don't know, like just turn up at every event.
Us
surfer girls don't want a part of that. We're like, we know what you guys are up to.
Yeah.
We don't want to be a part of that. We want to find like nice guys. They're nice guys, but they're just.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Mm. We stay away from the surfer boys. Keep them as friends.
All right. Okay.
Best left now, in the friend basket.
Yeah.
So we're gonna play a little game now, and it's
okay.
Called Snog, Marry, and Avoid.
Oh, okay.
I'll give
and
you
what does
three.
Snog mean?
Pash, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I'll give you three celebrities,
yep.
And you have to tell me which one you would snog, marry, or avoid.
Okay.
Taylor Swift, Chris Hemsworth, and Elvis.
Okay. This one's really easy, actually.
Okay, all right, okay.
I would avoid Taylor Swift.
What? Wow.
I would marry Chris Hemsworth, and I would definitely pash Elvis. Oh,
wow. There
while Dimity's DJ disco thing is going on in the background, just that really set the mood nicely, wouldn't it?
Well, can you imagine partying with Elvis one night?
Well, we went to Memphis and seen his home.
We did.
Wow.
It was wonderful.
Yes, unreal. We spent hours there, didn't we, Nana?
Yeah,
Oh, that's so
cool. Actual fact, the last time we went to New Zealand was when they said Elvis Presley died, and I cried for 2 days.
Oh, I would have too.
Yeah.
I think I cried when Prince died.
Yes.
And then Bowie, it was like the same year,
Yeah,
it was a rough year.
Right. Michael Jackson was a big one for me, actually.
Yeah.
Hey, Nana, thanks heaps for joining us today.
That's okay.
Thanks for the call.
I love that game, by the way. Maybe we should bring that back next time.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. See you later, Nana. Have a good day.
Yeah, bye.
Bye, Nana.
Bye, Amity. Bye.
Did she just call you Amity?
I don't know.
She is so funny. Hey, Timothy, thank you so much for joining me. And thanks for answering those questions for Nana.
Oh, no worries. Thanks so much for having me. And
you know.
I know, put me on the spot. It's crazy. I love it.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We'll have to get you back in soon.
Yeah, definitely.
And good luck.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
All right. We're back again next week. And we're probably going to have a bit of a swimming flavour to next week. Of course, the team are over in Tokyo at the moment at the Pan Pac. So we'll have a bit more of a wrap of that next week. See you later. Have a good day. Bye.